It's Chuck the Iceman Lindell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. You know what is still to go?
What is to go?
The return of BKFC coming to Florida. Not one, but two. This month, they're down in Miami.
Yep.
Next month, they'll be back up here in Tampa.
Not only that, but on the 26th fight card, there's four title fights in Miami.
And everybody loves the heavyweights.
They do love the heavyweights.
So let's welcome back to the program. He is your BKFC heavyweight champ, Joey Beltran. Joey, how are you?
I'm doing well, my man. How are you guys?
Not too bad. How have you been?
Life is good. Excited to finally have the date finally set. We had a couple potentials, bounce back and forth, but it's to be understandable with COVID and everything and getting the regulations, getting the venue locked down. But now we're full speed ahead, June 26th.
Has COVID and everything that we've gone through over the last year and X amount of months, how has that changed, your training, preparation, and just life in general for you?
I mean, honestly, myself, it's just been business as usual. I mean, early on, in the very beginning of the initial lockdowns, it was just a matter of kind of just, flying under the radar, like parking on the side of the gym and walking in the back door type deal. But as far as the training and the sparring and everything like that, I've been doing the same thing, doing my thing the whole time, Just kind of, that's about it.
But you adjust when you have to, and, you just move on, and, we do what we do. And before I ask you about Sam and the fight coming up, I'm just curious, did they ever catch the jewel thief? Or I know that they replaced the jewels, but did they ever catch who did it?
No, but Scott Burt, basically, we both just said, well, whoever did it obviously needed them. Yeah, so my man, hopefully they were able to get some money for it.
So I hate telling inside jokes. So last time Joey was on after he won the belt, somebody went into the locker room and took the jewels out of the belt.
Right.
And when he came back, it was like jewelless. But
yeah. What's crazy is you look at the photos when they put the belt on me in the ring, it had the jewels, and we took pictures after with me and my coaches, and there's no jewels on the belt. So it was literally in the amount of time of all the hustle and bustle, all the celebrating, taking pictures of my family and my friends that were there, and then went back to get the belt, and then somebody boosted the jewels.
It's not funny, but I know you. I'm sure you know the story about Tom Brady's Super Bowl jersey. Not once, but twice, got stolen out of the locker room.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And then, of course, he got caught because he put a photo up. I'm not saying stealing is good, because it's not, and you should never steal. But you never brag that you stole something on social media.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, so your fight's right around the corner, taking on Sam, fought for the title once before. Give me your thoughts on the opponent.
He's very tough, very worthy opponent, but nothing that I haven't been, I'm not prepared to face. Very similar, there's a lot of similarities to people that I've faced in the past, big, heavy overhand right, but, it's, like I said, it's nothing I haven't been encountered in the last 15 years, and I'll handle him when it comes time to it. So I'm excited for the fight. I'm excited to finally put on a show in front of. I believe that we're at capacity crowd, so that's exciting.
There's a crowd. I believe it's a limited capacity. It's not full capacity. Which honestly, Joey, it surprises me because Florida is full. The UFC was just full. They're bringing full crowds back to football games. But I believe where they're having it, according to Dave's assistant, Dave Feldman's assistant, who's also named Dave, is it's a limited capacity. But still having fans there is going to be outstanding. How different is it for you fighting, when fans are there compared to, what the last year has been and limited fans?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, the one show that I fought during COVID was in Kansas, and we still had, I think it was like 50%. So it wasn't bare, that's for sure. And the energy was still, you could still feel the energy. So I haven't had to fight in front of the no fans. So I'm fortunate in that hand.
But sure,
there really is like nothing. There's nothing compares to that feeling of walking out and just feeling the. Sure. Feeling the electricity in the air, so I'm excited for the fight, man, for sure.
When you're preparing for a fight, whoever it is, how much time, if any, do you spend like watching the opponent, watching video, or is it all really you just preparing, you getting your game plan together, and it's what you're going to do to the opponent?
Yeah, basically. I mean, I go by the motto. You know, I focus on making a monster out of myself. Rather than watching these guys over and over again and making monsters out of them in my own head. You know, I just focus on making a monster out of myself and making myself the most dangerous version of Joey Beltran that anybody has ever seen. So, but that being said, I have watched a few, but I mean, how can you not? You know, I'm a fan of the sport. Me and Sam have been here since the first freaking event.
First one,
and as a matter of fact, like, I was actually supposed to fight Sam in the first event. That was the first name that they threw my way, and then it eventually changed to Tony Lopez, which was fine. We had that awesome fight, but so I knew who Sam was back in the first event. I watched his YouTube videos, so I've known who he is for a long time. So, like I said, he's very tough, he's very dangerous, but it's nothing that I haven't seen before.
You know, everybody talks about, and Chuck Liddell was just on, and, you know, we talked about briefly, because the Ultimate Fighter just came back on last night, the Forrest Griffin fight. Well, your fight with Lopez is in that same category, and what a perfect time for that. And I was just going to throw out where you said you bring out the monster in you. As somebody who has covered you from almost the very beginning, you've been very successful at doing that and putting on monster fights, that's for sure.
Thank you, man. Thank you. You know, and honestly, like, that's I definitely accept it as a compliment, but in the past, like, in my days in the UFC and even in Bellator, like, I had such a hard time, like, dealing with, like, the mental aspect of fighting, the mental side of fighting. And a lot of times, like, I would freak myself out in the back room, like, oh, man, like, this negative self-talk, like, you're going to get your butt whooped, this guy's going to kill you. You have no business being in here with this guy. And then I would go out in the under the lights and almost like freeze until I would start getting hit. And then I would start getting hit and then react like I was in the streets and like, ah, and like put on these crazy brawls that people loved me for and people like were attracted to me. But after the fights, I would always be like, dang it, Joey. Like, that's not what we worked on the last 2 months. We didn't do anything we worked on. We just went out there and fought like we're in the streets. And now, like, I've been working with my mental coach for, this will be our sixth fight together, and so it's just, now it's fun, I have, like, very, very, planned out, like, the fight is planned out already, like, we always say, like, fight week, all the thinking's been done come fight week, all the what ifs. All the scenarios, all the staying up late at night thinking about what could happen. That's all gone. So the fight week is just enjoying the process, enjoying the time with my coaches, my teammates, and freaking going out there and getting to perform. You know, I mean, there's people that train their whole lives and fight their whole lives and never get to main event a big show like this. You know, so I'm very aware of what I'm privileged to do. So.
Hey, Joey, so, you know, the sport, it came back a few years ago, as you know, it was banned for 129 years on U.S. soil. And this past weekend, you were up in Belfast, New York, for the Hall of Fame inductions. Talk to us about what the weekend was like, what was going on there, and what you left with.
More jewels.
So, the weekend was pretty crazy. Well, I mean, like, the weekend actually started on Tuesday night. Myself and Britton Hart, we started the journey. We drove from Miami to Charlotte, and then I'm sorry, Liz. Me and Brittany and her daughter Paris, we started in Miami. We drove to Paris's dad's house, checked in, visited, and then boom, went to Virginia, met up with her mom and her son, and then the whole crew. We were talking about 20 hours in the car, like, but it wasn't that bad for whatever reason. Like, we were just talking, playing, listening to music, playing little road games, and it was fun. So the whole 3-day journey to get up there was an event in itself. But then once we were there, it was like pretty crazy. Like, I try, like, I'm almost to a fault, like, I don't really like acknowledge like awards or titles or anything like that. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Okay, what's next? Well, who am I fighting next? Like, I'm kind of like that in many ways. But, like, once we got up there and I was, like, stepped into John L. Sullivan's training room, I was like, whoa. Like, it definitely felt heavy. Like, heavy. And, yeah, man, it was something, for lack of a better term, it was, like, pretty magical to be up there and, you know, be there with, and then my mom and my sister were there, too. Be there with Britain, be there with all the other fighters. It's pretty cool, man. It's pretty awesome.
And so, well, you definitely deserve to be there as one of the greats of all time. And we're thankful to have you on the show. And we can't wait to see you on the 26th.
I know we got your address, or at least I think we did. And we're going to send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabraw Headgear.
Heck yeah.
I'll see you in a couple weeks down in Miami.
Beautiful, you guys. Have a good one.
You as well. That is your heavyweight champ. Will be defended down there in Miami. Like you said, a totally stacked card. All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, best Harris ever, the leader of the pack when we return.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back hanging out here momentarily. Big ticket, waiting on Walt Harris.
The best Harris ever.
And we have scheduled the co, which is Walt, and the main, which is Rosenstruck. So we'll be speaking to both of them over the next couple minutes. We are going to be calling Walt back right now. And it's been a minute, as you youngsters like to say.
Yeah.
Since I last spoke to Walt, which was here in Tampa.
Was it?
So was that about 2 years ago?
But you spoke to him on the phone when I was in Atlanta, because you called my phone and I handed the phone to Walt.
That is correct.
And he spoke to you, and you're like, who is this?
Who is this?
And he's like, the best Harris ever. And you're like, oh, this must be Walt, the big ticket.
Well, of course. and I'm waiting because I want to tell a story, and I don't think I've told it on the air, but I'll tell Walt it when he comes on here momentarily.
What other Harrises are there out
there? Oh, there's tons.
Yeah, but like, what's the who's your favorite Harris ever? Like outside your family circle?
My dad.
You can't say that.
I don't know. It would be Walt.
Well, do you have jerseys? Do you collect like professional athletes' names, like jerseys?
There's only one Harris item that I own that is not mine.
Okay,
you know, for me,
right?
And that, of course, is our next guest. Let's welcome up back to the program. Best Harris ever. That would be Walt. Walt, how are you?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Not too bad. How's things?
Things are great, brother. Things are great.
I know it's fight week, and we're going to talk in a second about what's coming up on Saturday. But happy early birthday. I know it's not till next week. Any birthday plans?
Just kicking it with my kids, man. That's about it. I'm pretty low-key. Nothing crazy.
I started, to tell the story, and I said I wanted to wait till you came on. As you remember, you were dubbed Best Harris Ever in New York City a couple years ago. And then I said, you know, this is kind of cool. I'm going to start this Best Harris thing. So I'm at a BKFC, and Caleb Harris is there. So I go up to him, and I say, hey, can you do this little, you know, video? We're going to have some fun, you know, Best Harris Ever. And it's been Walt, and I don't know if I sent you the video, but as soon as he did it, and he was only kind of clowning around saying, I'm the Best Harris Ever, he got so worried that he was going to piss you off.
Oh, it's all good, brother. We're all brothers. You know what I mean?
He said that, you know each other, and he was really afraid it was going to offend you. And I'm like, no, Walt's the best. He goes, no, I know he's the best, but I don't want him coming after me.
There's a big weight class difference in the two.
No, it definitely is. I did my 12 seconds of research like I always do, looking for one or two new things. I didn't realize that you once worked at UPS.
I did, man. I was I had a cup of coffee with UPS.
I'm pretty sure that you worked there longer than I did. What did you do when you were there?
I loaded trucks. There was a time when I was like a ride-along guy during peak season. Nothing major. I was going to try to work my way up, but then I started fighting, and then I just was like, all right, this is what I want to do.
So you maybe wanted to be what Kevin James on King of Queens and driving the bus. I'll tell you what I did. I was in college, so I got this great job at UPS. It pays really well. You come in at like 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, and you have to unload those trucks.
Oh, my God. Brutal.
I did it one night, and they never heard from me again. They probably still have that paycheck because I never wanted to set foot on that place. They timed you. You had like 42 minutes to empty these super. It was the worst thing ever.
Yeah, dude. I did bad. I scanned boxes, man. I mean, working in that plant in the summertime in Alabama was no joke, bro. No joke.
I'm sure you learned, as I did, that it's really no good place to ship a package. If you're sending something important, drive it.
No, dude. We crushed boxes. I mean, dude, it was. I hate to say that, but you know, when you're young and you're naive, you just kind of want to get done. And I mean, we were throwing boxes around. I mean, it was all it's chaos in there.
They told me this is how you empty it in the appropriate time. You go to the bottom box and you pull. It all falls down. And then you have to line it up, you know, so that the addresses get out, but you pull from the bottom.
What better place to weight cut than the back of a UPS box truck in the middle of the summer?
In Alabama.
In a freaking oven. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It was tough.
What do you do? How do you get through fight week? Obviously, you've been through many of these, and it's only the beginning of this week. But, you know, what do you do? And even more so, you know, because you can't really get out. You know, we're almost through the pandemic, but you're still not able to go do things like it's an open city. So how will you, you know, kill the time over the next couple of days?
So today I had, you know, of course, the media, you know, pictures and all that, you know, jazz. But when I'm back in the room, I'm in there with the team. You know, we're joking around, cutting up. I brought my PS5. Never leave home without it. You know, so that's pretty much how I burn my time, man. I just sit around and play video games. I may watch a little bit of film here and there, and, you know, just chill out.
Now, it's been a long time since I've been on the systems. What's the new game? What's the hot game that you're playing?
Right now, it's MLB The Show 21. Phenomenal game. I love baseball, so I'm playing that real heavy right now. Of course, I'm playing COD. Everybody knows about that one. And then I play PC games as well, but I don't have my PC with me. But on PS5 is definitely MLB The Show right now.
What's the team that you use the most, and what player tends to have the best on the game?
For me, it's the Braves. I'm a diehard Braves fan. So I'm using Ronald Acuna and Freddie Freeman pretty religiously right now. They're pretty good on the game. I think Acuna is like a 93, and Freeman's like a 95. They're studs, man. So I'm having a good time playing with them.
Even though Walt is best Harris ever, this shows you how old I am. He just said he's a Braves fan, and he just listed all those Braves. As soon as he said Braves fan, the first thing that came to my mind,
Dale Murphy,
Ralph Garr.
Ralph Garr. you went way back.
Yeah, well, I remember growing up and you put the transistor radio under the pillow to listen to the game, and it was your leadoff hitter was Ralph Garr. It's not even Hank Aaron, the first name.
Wow.
It's Ralph Garr.
That's throwback. My man said transistor radio. Like, these kids have no clue.
Now I'm being laughed at by Best Harris ever.
You're just going to accept it.
I can, and
you,
I will.
You and Caleb.
What's the craziest, funniest thing that's ever happened in the middle of a fight?
For me, or like just the fight in general?
No, for you, a fight that that you're in, something in the stands, something that's said to you in the middle. We've had some great stories of things that have been said back and forth or happened or.
I'm trying to think, man. I don't. Let me see. I think the last fight, my fight with Overeem, after I tried to go crazy on him and finish him, I remember getting up, and I was like, "Damn, champ." And he said something, and I was like, "Well, I'm done." I was like, I'm done right now. I'm tired." And he's like, "Me too." And we just kind of like hugged each other for a minute, and the bell rung or something. And I was like, "The hell?" It was kind of one of those like moments. We just kind of like realized what was going on. And we just kind of came to earth for a second, and it was like, "All right, we're fighting."
That's wow. Awesome. All right, so Saturday night, the cage opens. You're walking down. You get into the cage. What can the fans expect?
The best version of me that they've seen in a while, you know what I mean? I think the last two fights, they didn't get to complete me because I wasn't fully there mentally. But I'm back to 100% now, man, and I'm 100% positive they're going to be excited with the performance on Saturday night.
When can we get you back to Tampa? Last time, we were face-to-face, you were in Tampa. There's some things, some places I need to take you, some fishing stuff. When will you be back in town?
I will definitely try to be this summer because I'm trying to do a South Florida, little tour. I got to go see my best friend Charles Rosa after his fight. So hopefully I can get down there before the summer end, for sure.
Well, definitely keep me informed so we can put some of this stuff together. For coming on the show, we're going to send you a care package from Ape Man Strong as well as some Jabra earbuds so you can listen to some music while you train. Walt, I appreciate your time. Have fun. Enjoy yourself Saturday night. And keep in mind that mine personally and everybody here at the show, always have your thoughts and your family's thoughts, with you.
Thank you, brother, so much. You're the best, man. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. No, you're the best. You're the best Harris ever. Talk to you soon.
I appreciate it.
Take care. That is Walt Harris. Big Ticket gets back in the Octagon Saturday. What a good dude. And
awesome,
you asked me about other Harris stuff. And when Walt did the show in New York, I remember it being down by the stairs. And we had a watch sponsor at the time, and I gave him a watch. And he was really moved by it. We took a photo. We thought it was awesome. He went up to his room, and he came down, and he gave me one of his walkout shirts.
Oh, nice.
And it's something that I still have. Walt's a good dude.
Awesome guy.
All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, more shenanigans coming to you live from the Shark Pit. What are we calling it?
Snake
Pit. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Kate Van Strong and Staff Song.
Seasons don't feel the reaper. is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Trent Dilfer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Tony Gonzalez from the Kansas City Chiefs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from, what is it, the Snake Pit?
Snake Pit.
Is that what we're going to call it from now on?
It's got to be a snake pit.
All right, so I have messed up everything today.
Pretty much.
I changed phone numbers. I screwed up a bunch of stuff. Let's see if I can make good.
Okay.
Let's see if this worked.
All right.
Brendan, are you there?
I'm here. How about that?
Things are good. Things are good. Let's welcome to the program PFL fighter and a lot of cool stuff to talk about when I did my 12 seconds of research. Brendan Lobain. Brendan, how are you?
I'm very well. Thanks, yourself.
What time is it?
It's 3:30 right now on the East Coast.
Oh, so are you on the East Coast?
Hey, he's with us.
Yeah. I'm in Atlantic City in the bubble right now.
Oh, see, they made me believe that you were like in England, and that's why we're doing it by Skype. Okay, well, it's still pretty cool. How long is quarantine?
12 days.
And what can you do? Can you do anything at all, or how limited will it be?
It's pretty open. I'm in here now. I mean, they've got a training room, they've got a dining hall, we've got our room, we've got a case of training, we've got everything we need, really. We just can't go to the outside for 12 days.
Sitting at the top of the featherweight tournament right now, kind of got the bullseye on you.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a target on my back, but I've had a target on my back since I started MMA, so bring it on.
I mean, do you like that there, or would you rather be where they're kind of like overlooking you and you can come in and do what you did in the first fight?
Nah, I mean, I like being at the top. I'm where I belong. I'm where I deserve to be. I've trained very hard my whole life to be in this position, and I plan to do the exact same again next week.
I saw a video, and I try not to watch other people's stuff because I don't want to take anything from anything, but I saw you talking about PFL and the tournament style and how much you like that, which I do as well. From a media standpoint, I've covered MMA since almost the beginning. Talk about why you like the setup that PFL has.
I like it because you know what dates you're going to fight, which is pretty hard now in MMA because, if you're going to get in the UFC or Bellator, you're looking to fight 2 to 3 times a year. With the PFL, you can have 5. I love the fact that we're fighting every 4 to 5 weeks. That is the best feeling ever. I love to fight. This is what I do. I would fight every 4 weeks for the rest of my life if I could. So I love that factor. I'm a bit upset that they took away the 2 fights in one night. I was excited to do that. But I'm sure we'll get that back next year. So PFL is a great look for me. And then there's a big pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, as they say.
Yes, there is. You're sitting at the top, like I mentioned, 6 points. Another 6, obviously, that's what you're shooting for in your next fight. But do you kind of change, the strategy when you have the lead? You want to keep the lead, but you don't want to kind of make a mistake and then lose points that are sitting there for you. How do you adjust?
I mean, there's been no adjustments. I've just had another great camp. I'm going to go in wholeheartedly. I believe I can do the exact same thing again. I believe I can do that to anyone in the world. I really believe I'm one of the best 45 fighters on the planet. I proved it last time, and I plan to just do it throughout this tournament. I mean, I heard a stat that I'm the only person in the featherweight division that's fighting somebody that won. So that means I've had two hard fights back to back. But at least when I get to the end of this thing, I can't say I had an easy road.
Yeah, no, for sure. What about travel? You know, I know that you're up there in quarantine. When you come over to another country, and, you know, a lot of times I ask the Americans when they have to go out to the other countries, what do you bring, you know, that might be different, that might, you know, we may not have here that you have at home, you know, whether it's food or whatever. What might that be?
Well, I've been in and out of the States for 8 years now, so I've kind of made a home here too, so I'm like, I believe I'm half American now, so I don't really bring anything in particular, to be honest.
And it's in and out. The one thing I did notice, you're a big Man U fan.
Oh, of course. That's my home team. I'm from Manchester. I've actually got two friends that play for the team, so yeah.
So my question for you is this. We are a national sports network. We're based in Tampa, Florida, so I'm sure you know what question is coming. The same family that owns the Tampa Bay Buccaneers owns your Manchester U. Give me your thoughts on the Glazers. What could they do, should they do, to improve?
I mean, the Glazers aren't very liked in Manchester, if I'm being honest. a lot of people, you know, you've probably seen the Glazer out thing that they have at every game. So, I don't know. I mean, let's just say the Mancunians are not the biggest fans of the Glazer family.
Talk about what it's like to go to, and I'll use the proper terminology, a football game. Just the atmosphere, and you know, what is it like to attend something like that over in Europe?
Well, it's amazing. I mean, especially when the derby, when Manchester United play Manchester City, that's just like no feeling you could ever imagine in the world. The energy, like, you got to think that football's a religion in England, so it's just like, it's just a totally different feeling.
Let's talk about what's around the corner for you. What do you know about, and does it matter? Do you need to know anything about Tyler Diamond?
I mean, you know, he's a tough fighter. He's 12-1. He's got a good record. He's beat some great people. His only loss is a decision to Bryce Mitchell. He's in the top 10 of the UFC now, so he's shown well. But I just feel like I'm on a totally different level, so I'm sure we'll see that next Thursday.
When you're preparing, whether it's a week out, a couple weeks out, or the week of, do you look at the opponent, what they've done, watch some video of them, or is it really what you're going to do to them, not what they can possibly do?
Well, that's down to my coaches, really. We've all watched him. We've all come to the same sort of agreement, same sort of game plan. I've got some very like-minded people in my camp. So, I mean, yeah, we've all got the same feeling on how this fight is going to go, and hopefully it goes that way. That's all you can really do, really.
So going back to the Glazer thing, if the Glazers aren't very well liked in the Man View, fan base, what do you think they would think about if Conor McGregor bought into the team?
Why is that? Have you heard that on the grapevine? Is that what's happening?
Well, it was rumored. It's been speculated.
Talk. I think it's more.
He did liquidate his whiskey company for $600 million. So he's got some cash he's sitting on. And if Jay-Z's looking to buy the Washington Redskins, and the other athletes buy into teams, how do you think McGregor would go over in Man U?
I think McGregor's a very, very smart businessman, and anything he touches turns to gold. So I would welcome him to buy into Manchester United.
All right, let's change it. How about if Brendan buys into Manchester United?
Because he'll have a pot of gold at the end of this.
Yeah, you're going to get a pot of gold here soon.
Yeah, I'd have to win a few tournaments, and then we can have that conversation.
What is the strangest, craziest thing that's ever happened to you or around you in the middle of a fight? We've gotten some really great stories over the years.
Craziest thing that's happened to me was I was fighting in Germany one time against a guy that was 11-1 on a 10-fight win streak. First round, I did a spinning back fist. I snapped my arm on his head. And then carried on and knocked him out in the third round with one arm hanging off, and now I've got plates in that arm. So I'd say that was probably the craziest thing that happened.
That's towards the top. There is absolutely no doubt. Well, I'm looking forward to next week, Brendan. Thank you very much for your time. Hopefully we got your address. If not, I'll get it from you. We're going to send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra Headgear.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time. Have fun next week.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Okay. See you, Brendan.
That was all done by Skype.
That's awesome.
That worked out well. That's nothing great. Else, none of my phone numbers worked out well, but the Skype worked out perfectly. All right, let's go hit this break so I can disconnect everything. When we come back, more shenanigans. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Len Swan, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back hanging out here in the closing few minutes. All MMA today. We didn't talk any football, meaning the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Well, the reason I said that is because our next guest did play football, but it wasn't American football. It was soccer, like we were just talking to Brendan about. So let's welcome to the program, Jarzan Ho Rosenstock. How are you, sir?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Appreciate your time. Welcome to the show, first and foremost. How have you been?
No, I'm good. I'm great. Fight week again.
What is a fight week for you? I know that this is not your first main event, but being the main event, is there more that goes into a fight week, more responsibility, more media, any of that stuff?
Yeah, especially media. Media mostly is a long day. And now with the new brand of the UFC, the Phantom brand, we have to do all the promotion all over again, like the shadow boxing videos. And my media day was pretty long, from 7:45 till 11 or something.
Wow. So, but in a way, is that a blessing that it gives you something to do and not just to sit in the hotel room or go and do some training that obviously at this point you don't even need?
No, actually, it's good. But I don't like to do too much. But the thing is, I do what I have to do and then relax. Do some final training, final workout, just break the sweat a little bit. That's all I need. And for the rest, relax. Wait till Saturday.
When you're relaxing, I'm kind of curious, do you want to center in on the fight on Saturday? Do you want to think about the fight on Saturday? Or when you're relaxing, do you want to try to block it out so you can just relax? You know the fight's coming, and no matter how much you think about it, it's not going to get here any quicker.
No, I'm thinking about it all the time. What I want to do, how I want to approach, how I want the game plan plays out, and I think about it all the time.
little over 9 years as a professional. I'm curious, how has your training changed, and what have you done differently, you know, as the years and the experience moves on?
I have a lot of experience, and the training change in different is adapt different styles or different games to your style, especially I'm fighting MMA now, and my background was kickboxing. And learning the MMA game, adapt the wrestling, the jiu-jitsu to my game. Those things change more.
And when I did I like to do about 10 or 12 seconds of research, pick one or two things so we can talk about. I understand you did. You played football back in the day, which I'm assuming is soccer. Still love for the game?
Yes, I love soccer all the time. Keep watching. Actually, my country is going to play this Friday, and I'm fighting this Saturday. So I hope they win, so we get 2 wins in this weekend. And sport is the biggest platform to introduce your country to the world. So can't wait.
Good stuff. I'm curious, have you seen your Panini training cards? Are you a collector of whether it's your card or other cards from the UFC brand?
I'm not a collector yet, but I just saw it. I think 2 weeks ago was on Instagram, and yeah, I'm gonna stop doing that because I like it and it's awesome.
Well, after the show, I'm gonna reach out to Dave and get you the information of who you need to email at Panini. And when you send him an email, he'll send you out some of your cards and some boxes of cards as well.
Oh, that's awesome! That's nice. Thank you.
So I'll definitely take care of that. Tracy Hackler has given me the okay to do that. So we'll set that up. But let's talk about just for a second, Saturday night, back in the octagon, the door shuts. Give me your thoughts on your opponent.
I think my opponent is a big deal. He's a big boy as well. So I want to go in there and be the first guy moving forward, pressing him backwards, because I know he doesn't like to be pressured backwards. And yeah, that's one of the main thing I think is I have to do in this fight to get my hands raised.
What's the craziest, funniest, strangest, you know, whatever word we want to use there, that's ever happened in the middle of one of your fights? Whether it was something that happened to you, something that your opponent said to you, something you heard from the crowd. What's the first thing that comes to mind?
Not a lot of things. I'm always focused to what's going to happen in the game.
Nothing come. Okay, cool. What can the fans expect to see Saturday night main event from the Apex Center in Vegas?
This Saturday, I'm going to bring the fire to the octagon. I'm going to bring my bombs. I'm going to throw bombs at this guy, like I said before. And yeah, I want to win this no matter how. So we're going to see what's going to happen. And if he can deal with those bombs, I'm going to throw at him. I want to
sounds
put this crazy performance. Put this crazy performance and let everybody talk about it again.
It sounds like you'd be willing to have the fight either tonight or right now.
I'm in the fight. If it's right now, I'm ready as well.
That's the way it sounds. Jarson Ho, I appreciate your time, sir. I'll reach out to Dave. I'll get him the email for you to send, as well as I'll get your address from him so that we can send you a care package from 8 Man Strong and a pair of earbuds from Jabra. So we appreciate your time. Best of luck. Have fun on Saturday night.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
The car.
Yes, sir. Right. Good stuff on Saturday.
It's great stuff on Saturday.
And by the way, I booked my flight for July.
For what's the July?
Well, you'll be here or traveling the world or whatever the heck you'll be doing. But I'm booked for the UFC in July.
Well, I can make my world tour come through Vegas.
We don't want it.
Where are you going, Vegas?
Yeah.
Well, I can just swing on by.
Nope.
Train with Couture and like hang out at the Apex. And I got to fight camp. I got to get ready.
Well, first of all, not that you're invited, because you're not.
Okay.
But I think I'll be doing some stingray fishing.
Ooh.
With Randy Couture.
What?
In Tampa Bay.
When?
I can't tell you.
You have to tell me.
I can't.
Text me.
No. I'll tell
just
you.
Don't send me the number.
Because it'll be wrong. I'll tell you 2 days after. We'll post photos.
Fair enough.
We went the other night, and I'll tell you what, John Robinson, probably snagged 15.
With his bare hands?
Literally with his bare hands.
He doesn't need no bow.
And crushed them with his biceps and stuff. Good stuff. So, yeah.
But no, I mean, I know it's going to backtrack just a bit, but piggybacking off of what we just talked about how he doesn't really like doing the media stuff and doesn't really like, you know, with this sensitivity with this tennis star, with Naomi Osaka, you know, and the media and the pressures of being an athlete, do you think that there's going to be changes in all federations of all sport to say, hey, look, you don't have to do media anymore. You don't have to be subjected to asking tough questions. You don't have to worry about these things. We know, you know, Rose Namajunas, the champion, has had, you know, mental health issues and has been evident and open with it. Do you think it's going to affect all sports going forward? Do you think this is going to be the beginning of change as far as access to media like us?
I think things are going to be different moving forward. Not just because of that, because of what the pandemic has done. You know, look at what the Bucks are doing now. Look at what, you know, all NFL's doing.
Well, because I mean, you have this fight game where you're supposed to be this tough warrior, you're not supposed to be emotional. You're not supposed to be weak. You're not supposed to show weakness. So, you know, it's kind of like they have to hype themselves up and fake this persona. But at the end of the day, we're all human.
I've said this numerous times, and maybe not on the air, but it's always amazed me that you look at some of these athletes, all of these athletes, but, you know, the rookie, you know, gets drafted in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
He's 19.
Yeah.
He's 20.
$100 million in his pocket. You know, endorsements out the, you know, for a lifetime. Like, generational money you can't lose on a bad weekend in Vegas.
But they're expected to know how to handle. Now, some of them do schools, and, you know, they do some teachings. And, you know, I remember sitting in the back and watching some NFL stuff at the old One Buck and, you know, teaching the athletes what to do, how to do, who to say, what to do, all that kind of stuff. But at 19, 20, 21 years old, all these microphones are thrown at you. It is overwhelming. I can understand the anxiety, you know, of having to imagine being at the Super Bowl. And you're a rookie, or not even a rookie, and you have 4,000 people that are all around you. Not everybody can handle it like Coach Tom Brady. I don't know if you saw that.
Right? Yeah, he's coaching now.
Yeah, he'll be coaching at the camp because of his knee and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, his own mini camp. I guess Arians criticized the players who showed up to his training camp and not the OTAs.
That's Tom Brady. Do you want to go to your coach or Tom Brady's? Right. I'm going to Brady's.
No doubt.
You know, that's... First, you don't know who's there. Mark Wahlberg could be there.
Probably snacks. I mean, it's probably like...
There's probably a lot of stuff.
But the food's probably like very boring to eat. It's like kale and like vegan.
Probably. God, I miss those days of where we got to eat at One Buck.
Yeah.
God, it was awesome. Best Cubans I've ever had. Jose made... I don't remember your name. I can't remember to send the proper phone number. But yeah. I remember Jose who made the Cubans. This food was so good that the players would get two paper plates. And fill it up. And then they, not saying names.
Cause literally.
I don't want to do get sued for things.
Looks like your boy may not happen. Colby Covington's already back onto the hype campaign trail of selling the next fight. He is going after LeBron James, who just walked off the court 5 minutes before the end of the game as a child.
Was his feelings hurt or he was injured or both? Or
LeBron?
Because they got blown out, he went and cried somewhere?
I think that's an ego thing. That's a poor sport. And so Colby Covington called him out saying that he only cares about lining his own pockets, that all this oppression stuff that he posts about is the same people are in camps making sweatshops, making shoes, and he's profiting personally from it. And so Colby Covington's now going after LeBron James. And my question is, since we're talking about, you know, David versus Goliath with Chuck Liddell and these fights, you know, Lamar Odom is fighting Aaron Carter, and Floyd Mayweather's fighting Logan Paul. Who wins in Colby Covington versus LeBron James?
In a what?
A real fight.
In what kind of fight?
Any fight.
In a street fight?
Doesn't matter. I mean, you got 6'8 LeBron James, who's one of the greatest specimens on earth. You got Colby Covington, who's a skilled MMA prize fighter.
I would say, and I remember back in the day, Tyrone Booz, who was the former WBO cruiserweight champion, would always give me a hard time.
Okay.
And he would always say that he could beat an MMA fighter.
Okay.
And we saw what happened, you know, when a boxer came into the MMA world and fought Randy Couture. Kind of like where everybody's going off and, you know, Chuck kind of made, you know, reference to it. Everybody's all over the Pauls because of who they're calling out. And it's always, you know, wrestlers or whatever. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. They're being smart. Right. Okay. I'll answer your question.
Sure.
It's coming.
Sure.
I got in a little discussion with somebody yesterday who believes that everybody will be rooting for Tyron Woodley against Paul because that's now the new...
I don't think so.
And that's what I said. I said, do
Tyron's
you think,
not liked like that. People don't like Tyron.
They don't like him, but it's still MMA people who don't like Tyron Woodley will still root for Tyron Woodley over Paul because they think Paul's running and making a
And I think Paul knocks Woodley out. I think Woodley's favored. I think Woodley's going to get crushed.
Paul is favored. So I'm going to get back to your
answer. Another guy who has some mental health like issues with being at the top who kind of lost it when he was under the pressure.
I'm going to answer your question this way.
Go ahead.
A street fight.
Yes.
If this is something with no rules,
okay.
You know, of course you can't bring pipes and guns and, you know, switches and all that kind of stuff. I think I would always take a fighter over a specimen athlete.
Okay.
What could LeBron James do? Are you going to be an amateur your whole life?
Yeah, well, I'm working on it.
You know, I'm just a buffoon and send wrong numbers.
It's you that calling me right now. You must have dialed the wrong number.
I'm not calling.
You called me.
The phone's not even in my hand.
You tried to call Chuck and they called me.
You're a liar. Okay. Don't lie, the only thing LeBron has is obviously size. You know, what is he, 280?
Endurance, strength, power, reach.
Endurance?
He can run. You know how hard it is to run up and down a basketball court
twice.
At 6'8"?
Twice.
I mean, to run to the locker room 5 minutes before.
Did you ever watch the movie Airplane? When Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said, you know, dragging whoever it was, Bill Russell or whoever it was. The only thing that LeBron would have going for him is he's so much bigger. But we had the great John McLaughlin on
from Radio Rock.
And when John went with me as my co-host to Vegas and kind of started popping off and he wanted to grapple Randy Couture and whatever. You know, John's 6'3".
He's bigger than me. He's like 6'4", 6'5".
Oh, that's so much bigger. I'm off by a half an inch.
Yeah, but still.
All right, so 6'4". 6'4", big, yeah, D-lineman, whatever. Right. He went and grappled with 150-pound Gil Castillo. He might have weighed 170. I don't know. But not. He looked like it was the Jolly Green Giant and Gumby. Okay?
Both green. What's going on?
Yeah, see, I tried to keep it so, you know, I couldn't get
any. The Incredible Hulk. Grudge match.
Any wrong colors would be thrown in there. And you would say, kind of like, you know, this LeBron and Kobe, John stood zero chance.
Right.
Now, John did almost crush him, you know, which we talked about.
Right.
Gil put him in a rear naked. John stood up and fell backwards. And I think if LeBron did that to Kobe, there would be problems.
Yes.
But I don't think it gets that far. You know, somebody like that, like a wrestler, he'll take him down right away. That's just what let's set it up. Let's let Thriller set it up. Okay. And then Michael Jackson can moonwalk out to Thriller.
I mean, it was a lot of concerts that night.
Well.
Then nobody is a greater showman than Michael.
Well, it would be difficult for him to moonwalk right now. You'd have to have, never mind.
He could teleport.
good fights. I'm looking forward to it.
It's Saturday. Great fights.
You know, I truly am.
And before the end of the show, I just got to get this in. Congrats to Julian Lane. We were talking about the tough fighter, the tough series, the Let Me Bang Bro that went viral years ago. And he's been on two seasons of The Ultimate Fighter. He is on that BKFC fight card with those four title fights, June 26th.
Did you see that video? Miami. Did you see the video of him?
I have seen him. He's matured a lot. I'm working with him. I'm helping him out.
The wrong person is working with him to mature him.
I'm better than Fabia. I'm better than Diego's guy.
I got to be honest. I'm not so sure.
Well, on Tuesdays, I'm better than that guy.
I'm not 100%.
Half the time, I'm better than that guy.
No. No.
I'm not that guy.
You are that guy.
I'm that guy for you. I'm your guy.
No, you're not.
We're a team, Rand Harris.
All right.
was the snake pit.
Who should we watch out for, Walt, on Saturday?
Yeah,
I think we are going to see it.
I'm surprised, going back to that fight with Overeem, I'm surprised that they didn't stop that fight. I mean, you see so many early stoppages in fights today, with fighter safety being the number one reason for citing the stoppage. I was shocked that they didn't stop it. And then, obviously, you know, Walt gassed out and had no answer for it after that. But that fight would have been stopped 9 out of 10 fights other circumstances.
All right, so you're hitting the road. You're going to work for another, I think it's Sesame Street or PlayStation.
I'm on the world tour. World tour starts Monday. So I'll be checking in on the road. If you're on the road and you want me to stop by your dojo, your gym, let me know.
If you do, don't make the call. This is Knockout Radio. We've been brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. See everybody next week. Watching every move on her face.
She said, look, what's your game? This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tony Hawk, and you're talking sports with Randy.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.